Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Giannis drama. Draymond drama. Kings got a game, though, against the number 2 seed in the West that they've already beaten. They shot the lights out, and you're going to have to do it again because this team is continuing to improve the Thunder. And I like this matchup, Chris, because we get another Kentucky battle.
Yep.
Another Kentucky battle, and a guy who, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a lot of people are starting to crown him. You want to crown him, and De'Aaron Fox should have some things to say about that. I think it's going to be a great point guard matchup and a great matchup in general. Let's get to Draymond Green and the Bleacher Report article that you are introducing, where they talk about realistic trades for Draymond Green. As I look over and I see, you know, a couple stations in the Bay still on my timeline, of course, and they're asking the question, has Draymond played his last game in Golden State or for the Warriors?
Wow.
So let's see what the realistic, in quotation marks, trades are for Draymond Green. And Sacramento, 916-339-1140. Do you want him? You get a Draymond Green that has been through, you know, he will be through counseling and he's figured his stuff out. Do you
fresh
want
start.
Him? Defensive tenacity, fresh start.
Maybe he'll be on his best behavior. On I don't know why behavior. You would believe that, but maybe. Who knows?
Just imagine, close your eyes, Draymond and Sabonis holding hands, winning games.
Imagine what those limbs could do for you.
And they're on your side now.
Yeah, exactly.
They are not swinging at you. They are swinging
for you. Exactly.
All right, Chris, let's hear the trades.
So this is from Andrew Bailey at Bleacher Report. You know, they waste no time getting these. I guess you can kind of call these clickbait articles out. So they were really quick to get this out. Draymond Green, realistic trades.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through them as written in the article. The first one is to the Dallas Mavericks. And I think the interesting conversation before we get into any of these teams specifically is just in general, I think there has to be a certain level of desperation, would you say, for
from
any team to bring in Draymond Green? Like, there has to, like, because there's going to be a scale of, like, how much is he going to help versus how big of a risk it is, right?
Draymond Green,
and you have
Kyrie,
kind of,
and Luka. Are you kidding
pretty toxic.
Me? That sounds awful.
Exactly. But you could also argue they're already so deep into it that it's like you kind of already got into the Kyrie business.
Yeah.
Why not, you know, why not double down,
essentially?
It's definitely an interesting question. And the trade proposal that they put on Bleacher Report, Draymond Green for Grant Williams, former Sacramento King Rashawn Holmes, in a second round pick for Draymond Green to go to the Dallas Mavericks. And like you said, pairing him up with Luka and Kyrie definitely would be interesting. I don't know.
I mean, Grant Williams really is like helped. The Safeway select Draymond Green.
Pretty much.
So.
Pretty much.
I think the Warriors would say,
sure,
why not? Who else are they getting?
They are getting Rashawn Holmes, who is, just a solid backup center. He'd probably do pretty well in Golden State. Runs the pick and roll really, really well. And I think Rashawn is somebody who's really hungry for minutes. So I think Golden State would actually be a really good situation for Rashawn. And Grant Williams is, like you said, he's pretty much like a Safeway select version of Draymond. They could probably get...
Shout out Safeway.
Yeah, shout out Safeway. Great. Fantastic, fantastic establishment. But you're probably getting like 30, 40% of what you get out of Draymond out of Grant Williams, but you're getting probably like 10% of the headache. Corner threes is nice, and he's a big body. You can figure something out there. The next team, very interesting as well, and also involving a former Sacramento King, Draymond Green to the Indiana Pacers. Does that interest you? The proposed deal, Draymond Green for Buddy Hield and Jalen Smith.
Why are they always trying to move Buddy?
Because everybody's trying to move Buddy.
Let Buddy chill.
No, nobody wants Buddy. That's what it is.
By the way, Chris found audio, and I don't know that that Twitter handle finds all this audio.
They do. Legends or something?
Legends. Like, I don't know how they get this stuff. But
no idea.
You talk about finding a lane. There are so many lanes you can find these
like
days.
Like the John Boy lane of like finding the audio and like being able to caption it.
Exactly.
And everything.
So you have the Pacers saying, don't give them the ball, don't give them the ball. And very distinctly, you can see because they have subtitles. Buddy Hield saying, "Don't give him that ball.
Don't give him that ball. He don't need that ball. Don't give him that ball."
And now you're trying to get Buddy out of here.
Now they're trying to get Buddy out of there, as they've been trying to do since they got him, really. It's interesting. You throw Buddy in with that shooting backcourt. You could see how maybe that could intrigue them. Their defense would just be terrible. Jalen Smith is interesting. He's a stretch center.
Buddy might be a better shooter than Clay now.
I think so. I don't think that's crazy at all. I mean, Buddy's like always one of the most prolific 3-point shooters in the NBA. Definitely not the most efficient, but you could definitely see how that could work in Golden State for sure. Cleveland Cavaliers, I think this is the one that makes the least sense for the team acquiring Draymond in terms of what they're sending out. This is Cleveland Cavaliers, and by the way, this is all from Bleacher Report, having 5 realistic trades for Draymond Green. The Cleveland Cavaliers will send Jared Allen, which seems like a little bit too much talent, and Sam Merrill, who's also, funny enough, a former Sacramento King, for Draymond Green in a top 5 protected 2027 first-round pick. What do you think about that?
I don't think that the Cavs
That would be that. Trying to actually turn Draymond into like a... That's not just sending Draymond off to send him out of there like those other two ones are. That's a little bit more of a talent acquisition.
Right.
I think this actually starts to bring up the question of what is Draymond's value?
Right.
With his contract and with his
antics. I don't think the Cavs do that. I think the Warriors might do that because a lot of people in Warriorville, as much as Kevon Looney has been able to stifle, you know, Sabonis, there are a lot of people that said, all right, I think the Kevon Looney experiment or the Kevon Looney era may be coming to an end. So I think the Warriors wouldn't be against doing that, but I don't see the Cavs doing that.
It doesn't make any sense for Cleveland in my eyes. Not going to spend too much time on this one because I hate them. Los Angeles Lakers, Draymond Green for Rui Hachimura and Jackson Hayes. Whatever. I mean, that's
just those two?
Rui Hachimura and Jackson Hayes.
Rui Hachimura has been through a couple different injuries this season, but he was rolling during the playoffs. And those are two guys that I think the Warriors could use. They get younger, and everybody's been trying to get Draymond to the Lakers for his king, LeBron James, for the longest. And a lot of people think that Draymond has been a double agent Trojan horsing Steph Curry's career, sent by Clutch to keep Steph Curry from surpassing LeBron James. He made sure that they wouldn't get the title of best team ever. Okay. He punched Jordan Poole, got him out of
there. Got KD out of there.
KD out of there as well. And now he is continuing to sabotage Steph Curry.
Yep.
It'd be your own man.
Appreciate you, Draymond. so that would definitely be interesting, but not nearly as interesting. And I'm sorry to do this as we're heading to a break, but ladies and gentlemen, in Bleacher Report's 5 realistic trades for Draymond Green, included is your Sacramento Kings. And you know what?
Let's hear it.
Boy, oh boy, is this an interesting trade for Kings fans.
Okay.
You want to talk about putting your money where your mouth is, Allen Stiles. Again, Bleacher Report's 5 realistic trades for Draymond Green. Sacramento Kings send out for Draymond Green Harrison Barnes, JaVale McGee, and 2 second-round picks for Draymond Green.
Do it. I'm doing that. I don't know why the Warriors.
I'm having a meeting about it for sure.
I don't know why the Warriors with 2 second round picks.
2 second round picks, JaVale McGee and Harrison Barnes.
You got to do it. There's no way the Warriors do that, though.
The 4 years, $100 million is even still staring at me in the face.
I just tried to send Harrison and JaVale to
the
Kings yesterday for Andrew Wiggins, though.
That is true.
Who has more value, even though he's been stinking Wiggins. Up the joint than Draymond. I'm doing that. I'm doing it.
I'm having a meeting. I don't know if I end up pulling the trigger.
Beamer, Beams, or Beamly. Heck no. I'm doing it.
I'm considering it, but I still feel like that dollar figure is way too much. You still got to pay Draymond 3 more years after this at $25 million per year. Yeah. And then that also might mean like you might not be able to re-sign everybody. I don't know how that would impact the Malik Monk re-signing, if at all. Yeah. But it definitely would hamper how you could build out your team in total. And then you still have the question. I mean, it would be great in the sense of if it works out well for you, would it not be awesome to have that hanging over the Warriors?
Right, but yes. But if you look at the contracts, though, is it really? Because you're getting, what, JaVale's making $2 million or something?
$2 million, and you're moving off of Harrison's, which is like $354 million-ish or something like that.
So yearly, I don't think it's...
It's not. It's that much more. It's like $8 million more.
I'm doing it.
I'm having a meeting. If I'm Monty, I'm meeting with Wes. Maybe I'm talking with Mike Brown saying, hey, like, I know you spent a lot of time with Draymond in Golden State. Do you feel like you could rehab this situation? And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it would probably come down to if Mike Brown gives it a very solid stamp of approval, I would think about it. I would definitely think about it.
Monty. Do it. Got to get to a break. When we get back, somebody on the text line is using a particular word to describe the Kings. Are we there yet? We'll talk about it. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Wanna see you with it, sure could treat you right. Give me just a minute of your time tonight. We both are here to have big fun, so let it rip.
Live and local.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Nate Littlefield behind the glass for us today, doing a great job as always. Talking Kings, talking Draymond. Bet you didn't see this one coming, Sacramento.
Definitely not.
No, we're not just going to bag on Draymond, but we're going to talk about getting a new Draymond.
Yeah.
A calm Draymond.
Yeah.
A Draymond who's been through therapy. Draymond. And by the way, I guess I should say this, right? With how, you know, people and mental health has been at the forefront, we're not, I guess one thing that we should discuss, not that I think either of us know, when you talk about counseling and how important mental health has become as being put at the forefront, do you think Draymond Green is, you know, we have Kevin Durant saying, the first night Nurkic said that brother needs help,
yeah.
Right? You have Kevin Durant who played with him for three seasons saying, I hope he gets the help he needs.
He said Durant, he was not like that when I was there.
Right.
Which he is was kind not of a like that. Shot.
Right. When like he it. Was there. And I'm not that we can really speak on it because we don't know, but is this just a temper thing? Do you think Draymond really has some demons that he's working with? Because we have these questions, and just yesterday, you know, you'll have people very similar to the Giannis thing. Hey, it's the height of competition, so have we just passed that line with Draymond because it's happened so often? Or could it be, oh, if you put somebody in a situation like that who might, you know, put somebody that has a bad temper, right? Now give them athleticism and the ability. We've seen this before.
Yes.
Right. And I would think that there are some OGs out there that might be saying, back in my day, we had X player, Y player. They didn't go to counseling. You just figured it out. So I am curious people's thoughts on the league stepping in and saying, hey, we think you have something going on and you can't play until you get your stuff right.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely think he can get help. I don't think he's like past the point of any return. I would just use Ron Artest as the example. I mean, I think Ron Artest is somebody who definitely has had his problems throughout his life and throughout his playing career, and most notably really culminating all in the Malice in the Palace. But even in the Malice in the Palace, he acknowledges the reason why it happened really is because he was trying to calm himself down. And I say all that to say, if Ron Artest is somebody who believes that he can even calm himself down, and even in his weird way was on the way to doing it before things escalated in that moment, I think there's absolutely a chance for Draymond Green to come around to the other side and understand that what he's doing is wrong. Because I do kind of think a large portion of what Draymond goes through is the fact that he doesn't have a good grip of, he doesn't have self-awareness.
It's a great
point. And that's
point.
Become very, very apparent through his lack of apologies and his lack of taking accountability. He just he truly doesn't, what do they always say about the stages of grief? Is the first step is acceptance. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't even gotten to the point where he believes he's in the wrong. And so you can't start to rehabilitate until there's acknowledgement of what you're doing isn't correct.
Well, you're not going to, I guess, come down the Warriors' road for defending their guy, right? They're not the ones doing it on the court. But I will say this, and Stephen A. also said that Steph Curry should take some of this responsibility as well as the leader of the team. How much you think he deserves, I don't know. The Warriors have coddled Draymond.
Absolutely. Since day one.
They coddled Draymond over Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They coddled Draymond. Last season was bad.
It's bad.
Okay. They let Draymond not only punch Jordan Poole in the face.
They gave him a vacation.
They gave him a vacation. And then on top of that, throughout the season, they allowed Jordan Poole to be the scapegoat to say, yep, well, you don't know what happened. Then we had reports coming out that Jordan Poole was a big trash talker. They've coddled him for years.
Yep.
So this is what he is, a spoiled child.
Yep.
That's what he is. Draymond Green. You know those kids that run around and the parents think it's cute and nobody else thinks it's cute. And then they grow up and they believe that the world is their oyster and everybody, they think they're the me people, right? Yep. They think they're the main character.
Yep.
It's because they were coddled and they were spoiled. And the Warriors, they should take a lot of this blame. A lot of opportunities they had, and I don't know if Adam Silver maybe should have stepped in. You know, Steph, that's his boy. You know what I mean? You're talking about getting a little bit too festive at different events. We all have that friend that gets too festive and messes up the swag and kills the vibe. And you say, oh, that's my buddy, right? And then at some point you say, hey, man, you're starting to affect me.
Right.
And when people don't want to hang out with me because I'm hanging out with you, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The reason I would cause to pause on blaming Steph, because we don't know what conversation Steph has had with Draymond.
Right. Maybe, or with the organization,
tried,
too.
Or with the organization. Maybe he's tried and it just hasn't worked out.
Right.
But that Kevin Durant situation was bad, and that Jordan Poole situation was bad. Hey, Draymond, thanks for punching Jordan Poole in the face. We're going to send him off and pay you.
Yep.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and I think that the Warriors definitely are definitely, like you're saying, they're definitely complicit in this, and they have fed into Draymond being delusional because they have had his back, to your point, at every single turn. They've never once gone out and really publicly criticize them. They've gone out of their way, which you can maybe argue at the time felt like the right thing to do, and have his back and say, hey, you know, we support him and, you know, he's our guy and we need him. And I get it, but I think that at some point it does come on to Draymond. Like, I think that, you know, how many grown men need to tell you to get your act together? Like we said yesterday, Draymond's a dude who's got kids of his own. Like, is it really on the Warriors organization?
Daddy, why are you home again?
Yeah.
don't turn on the TV.
Right, exactly. It's like, at some point, Draymond needs to take some accountability, because also his actions are bad enough to where I don't think anyone should have to tell him. He's been suspended enough times. He's been taken out of the most important situations in basketball before, to where nobody should have to tell him what he's doing is inexcusable. And it's, I don't know. Like, yeah, could you maybe say Steph, being his teammate and possibly a friend for as long as he has, should have a better ear or have a better sense of how to calm down Draymond? Sure, but I also don't think that's ever been his responsibility.
No.
I saw Sam Amick's article yesterday, which is fantastic. Definitely recommend everybody go read that at The Athletic. He points out that you look around outside of the Warriors locker room and you see Andre Iguodala now is doing podcasts and is working with is like the VP of the president of the Players Association. Sean Livingston's not in that locker room anymore. You don't have Bob Myers over there anymore, who their relationship's well chronicled. They were as tight as you can get between a GM and a player.
It was last season. I don't even know if this was part of the Kings game, or there's so many Draymond instances I can't keep up. But there was one where Bob Myers had to come down from the suite.
Yes.
And say, Draymond, he was the only guy that can calm down Draymond, okay? And you know he doesn't have that relationship with Mike Dunleavy Jr.
No, absolutely
so
not.
So he's trying to calm down Draymond, and I do think—
I think there's nobody who's calming him.
No.
I think that's what it is. I think everybody who has his ear is
gone
now.
We're forgetting that game he came back when he got the tech.
Right. Yeah.
And Steve Kerr is saying, Steph, get your
boy.
Right? Steve Kerr is that friend that said, hey, are you bringing Draymond to the party? And Steph goes, yeah, but he'll be good. He'll be chill. Like, he'll be chill. Comes.
Well, if he's not, I'm not dealing with
him. Yeah, I'm not dealing with you both got to go. Yep. Now, you're not going to say that to Steph, but it gets to a point where, Steph, this whole three amigos thing, you got Klay who can't shoot the basketball. You got Klay Thompson.
Right.
And you got 360 spinning slap Draymond Green. This is what it's come to, Steph. Yep. You need to make a decision now. And we're going to send them to Sacramento. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we have your text. A lot of people chiming in on Draymond Green to Sacramento. We're also going to begin to talk about the Kings. And the word that I brought up the last segment that a 916 brought up was streaky. Would you consider the Kings streaky? We will answer that question. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube.
Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Talking all things Kings, talking all things Draymond Green, talking all things Giannis Antetokounmpo trying to get his basketball. Ballgate, who took my basketball? I need it. Even though I don't care about personal accomplishments, I need it.
I will not have this Giannis slander.
I need it.
Giannis is great.
I'm the next face of the league.
He is.
Treat me right. Sure. Buddy Hield. Pacers. Mm. Treat me right as we...
You're going to get 60-pieced again.
And here we go. Yeah, well, they're still losing the season series. Right. Still losing the season series and got that action in the in-season tournament, national television, and you got clowned by Halliburton, by the way. Who are we sending off for Draymond Green? This is according to Bleacher Report. If you're just joining us, you're in for a doozy. Yeah. Sacramento Kings are one of the teams part of realistic trade for Draymond Green. And if you look at the text line as I'm about to read some off, this is going about as well as you would expect it to go.
Not very.
Harrison Barnes, JaVale McGee, and 2 second-round picks for Draymond Green and all that comes with Draymond Green. Here we go on the text line, 916-339-1140, if you want to be a part of the conversation. From the 530, it would be very detrimental if we ever get Draymond Green. There's a lot of fans that dislike, and in parentheses, I don't want to use the word hate, dislike him with passion.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like an emotional argument. My problem is like, okay, I understand the problem is you cannot say, take Draymond's antics out of it, because that's very much, very, very much a part of it. But let's just talk about the player he is, which is, if anyone wants to say he's washed, I'll push back a little bit. I won't say he's completely washed. Mm-hmm. Is he the guy that he was in his prime? Absolutely not. Is he still a productive NBA player? I read it off yesterday. He's actually having a career year this year.
Right.
So I feel like people are, and I understand it totally, because again, you cannot separate one from the other, but try and think about the actual basketball fit as well when these things come to mind, because you know that is also a big part of Monty McNair's his calculation into this. Yes, of course, you know, the off the floor or even on the floor things will be taken into account, but at the end of the day, if you feel like this guy brings you closer to winning a championship, there's not many people out there who realistically do that for your team. So you, especially if you can get him at a discounted price.
Yeah.
Harrison Barnes, who everyone's trying to ship out anyways.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee, who's your backup center, and 2 second-round picks.
This, but
that's about as nothing as you can get from the Kings' perspective of things.
Exactly.
So, again, putting your money where your mouth is, everybody says, let's get rid of Harrison Barnes, but at the same time, Harrison Barnes has no trade value. Well, here's somebody that you could possibly get that can really impact your team. Think about it from that sense. And if you still come to the same conclusion, I don't blame you, but I'm just saying, make sure you think about that piece as well.
From the 916, Jessica, if the Kings are stupid enough to bring in Draymond Green, They will get what they deserve. Draymond is a disgrace. The morale of the team will be destroyed. I would lose all respect for Mike Brown.
Why would the morale of the team be destroyed? Again, I feel like people are throwing too much emotion into this. Yes, is Draymond difficult to deal with as a teammate? Absolutely. I can't believe I'm defending Draymond Green right now.
Here we are.
But you think that it's, I mean, Domantas Sabonis might have a problem with him, but again, is it going to be I actually don't respect you and like you and can't deal with you as a person because of that? Like, come on. Like, they're professionals. They're all getting paid. They can move past an incident like
that. And this would be
it.
Really, this would be it for Draymond.
He's well aware of it. Yeah. That's the thing, is Draymond's going to be on his best behavior.
This is the end of the road. Here's the thing, Kings fans, for the Sack Chat, if you are on the YouTube, if not, and you are listening to us, we will describe this to you as well if you're listening on the Sacktown Sports app or in the car or anywhere else you can listen to our beautiful voices. This is the Draymond that you're getting, okay? Nate is going to put it up for you. This is the Draymond that you are getting. Nate, go ahead, put it up. Okay, it's up. Refreshing here. This is the Draymond that you are getting. You are getting a revamped Draymond. You are getting a Draymond.
That's the Zen Draymond.
That is Zen. You are getting a
palms to the sky
Draymond. Palms to the sky. You are getting a Draymond that is focused on one thing, and that's redemption. Okay, we got to come back with some Bob Marley redemption song. Okay, this is the Draymond that you are getting, all right? As we have Scooter 916, I would take him if we can add a behavioral clause in his contract.
You definitely probably could.
You definitely could.
Yeah.
Definitely could, all right? That will be what needs to get added if you want this to be a thing. And I don't think it's going to happen. First of all, that price tag, if people are still saying no, Kings fans are still saying no to that price tag, then you just don't want Draymond, because it's not going to get any cheaper than
It's not going to get any cheaper than that. And again,
you just don't want Draymond.
And that's totally fine. And I understand that. I understand why Kings fans don't just flat out, period, do not want Draymond Green in the building. I think there's probably 28 other teams that are feeling the same thing. I think the Lakers are probably the only team that would welcome him with open arms. But, I mean, seriously, again, you just really need to think about the basketball fit, because that I think, is going to be the driving factor. And if Monty McNair does decide to make a move like this, it would be for basketball reasons solely. And you know, you got to think about, you got to think about the extracurriculars for sure. But I really think that while, yes, he is a head case, to say the least, yes, he brings a whole lot of drama along with him, but he's also a guy who's been a part of four NBA championships, and he has not diverted. They have not won those championships in spite of Draymond, okay? They've won it in large part. He got them there. He definitely didn't take them all the way there, but he got them to a lot of those titles. And I think he's still got something left in him in his career. And I personally, for me, and I don't know why no one's brought this part of it up, I just don't understand. The money aspect is the thing that makes it the biggest no for me. It's not the locker room. It's not the play. It's the fact that you got to pay the man $25 million a year for the next three seasons after this one. That, to me, is where I just decide the juice isn't worth the squeeze. And everything else besides that, again, I still think the player that Draymond is could help this team, but I'm not paying him the contract that he's making right now.
916, this is from Joe. Why add a locker room cancer to a situation that doesn't have it? From the 209, no fit, no way. Draymond is a problem. There is no rehab. From the 916, Draymond, no. I pack as minimally as I can when traveling. Don't need unnecessary baggage, nor does Sacktown. That's from GP. 209, the people okay with getting Draymond on the Kings are the same ones that, I guess, want Boogie. Or wanted Boogie.
Yes. I mean, for sure, I'm definitely somebody who was, I mean, you know, even with DeMarcus Cousins, it reached a point. But I was, again, a proponent of, look, DeMarcus Cousins was the best player on the team, and people were trying to ship him off like he was nothing. And I was like, guys, like, he still is a ridiculous talent. And, you know, until he's actively, like Draymond is, honestly, hitting people in the face in the middle of games, that's maybe when we can have a different conversation. But I'm sure there is a large portion, if we're doing the Venn diagram, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are supportive of DeMarcus Cousins who are also would be supportive of this Draymond coming over to Sacramento.
It just depends on what you care about as a fan, right? And this goes beyond Draymond because people fall in love with players. And when you do something that no one has done in 16 seasons, it's going to be something that is remembered. And people can sit here and I think there's going to be a split on getting rid of anybody, right? Herter has a special place in everyone's hearts. Sure. Keegan has a special place. They all do. So I think, obviously, what happened with Draymond last season doesn't help. But I think Kings fans in general are going to be very sad when this first move happens, if a move does happen.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, there are certain Kings fans that, hey, we haven't made the playoffs in over a decade, and we finally did. Let's just go with what we got because it's a darn good team, and a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush,
right.
And we are in a position to make the playoffs again. And right now, that's kind of all I care about.
Yeah.
Maybe it's different expectations.
Right.
Nobody wants to say that, right? This isn't the Niners we're talking about,
totally,
where they've been knocking on the door. Maybe there's some Kings fans that would just rather go with what they got because this is nice. And it's a nice change to what we've dealt with for the last, like I said, 15 plus years. I'm good with this.
Absolutely.
I don't want to move anybody.
Yeah.
I don't, not just for Draymond. I don't want OG Anunoby. I don't want Pascal. I'd rather just rock with what we got.
Totally.
And there is probably a group of Kings fans that are just good with that.
Yeah.
Regardless. Now, Draymond doing the 8-town stomp on Sabonis doesn't help.
Speaking of that. Updated the picture a little bit to maybe what Draymond's focusing
on. Oh, come on, Nate. Well, look at the stomp in there.
Well,
why you got your
right? No, you're right. He's reflecting on that moment.
Yeah,
right,
that's right. What I was trying to convey.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that's more just my opinion on the situation.
Andrew Cardwell on the
he was manifesting
on,
it.
Yeah, Andrew Cardwell in the sack chat says, LOL, I would boycott Kings basketball as long as that clown was there. Mm. Andrew, I just don't believe you. I'll be honest. I just don't believe that. It's just so easy to say when he's not on your team. If you are a Kings fan and Draymond came to town, I just don't think you would.
I'm going to boycott gasoline if they keep raising the prices.
Better get a bike.
That's the same kind of mentality.
I get it. Like, I understand that for some people, the sports hate has definitely transferred over into, like, real life hate, I think, which is kind of a portion of that, but... You know, I don't know. I don't think Draymond Green is, I don't want to say, he's not a criminal. Like, and I feel like that's what people are treating him like. Like, he is a social pariah. I understand not wanting to root for him. I totally understand that. And if that's your feeling, again, I totally can sympathize with that. You don't want to root for somebody that you feel like is a dirty player or somebody who's maybe having intentions to harm people. I totally get that. But, you know, I think that, I don't know. I feel like he's somebody who can at least help contribute to the team, and I don't necessarily know if you also could maybe throw in the fact that how toxic is this Golden State situation? Not to make it about them and, again, trying to blame shift from Draymond, but how good is his mental space right now in the past 2 years and that environment that has coddled him for so long? Like, I don't know if with the turmoil and all of the noise that's been surrounding that organization has been good for his mental space. And I could definitely see Draymond, who by all intents and purposes off the floor is a nice guy. I don't know. I could see how maybe a new environment, even if it is a temporary change, ooh, I could see how for a little bit he's a little different in a new environment. And I'm not even saying just in Sacramento.
No.
I think if he goes to the Lakers,
look,
you better believe LeBron James is going to get that man on his best behavior.
Oh, yeah.
He got J.R. Smith to
act
right, okay?
We got to go. And by the way, if you are just not tuning in, it's not us.
It's not us.
Bleacher Report had a list of teams, and Sacramento was on the list. That's it.
And also, Sacramento does make the most sense, y'all.
Hey, that's like, Chris saying it. Don't come down my road.
I mean, you got the Vivek connection, you got the Mike Brown connection, you've got just all of the connective tissues of the areas. It does make a lot of sense.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, we see you, Bill. We'll get to you just a second. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. The Sack Chat is on fire, just like we were talking NBA jams. You know that feeling that you have right now, Sack Chat? That burning sensation in your heart when you're typing to us, move on, move on. That, my friends, is sports talk.
That is.
That feeling.
We get the juices going.
That anger.
Yeah.
That is what sports talk is about. Whether you agree or disagree on the text line, the call line, as we're about to get the bill, that's what it is about. It's about feelings. That's what's called polarizing.
Yes.
Turn on ESPN. Turn on Fox. Sports.
Good distinction.
Turn it all on. What are they talking about? We talk trade targets every single day.
Every day. Even if I don't want
there to. There is a personal connection with you and Draymond Green if you live in Sacramento or the surrounding areas, or if you're just a Kings fan.
Or if you just, I mean, any basketball conversation today is going to be surrounded by Draymond
Green. This is unprecedented.
Yes.
We have not had a situation like this.
No.
We don't know how long it is.
Nope.
We don't know any of this. We don't. We don't know any of this. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. And we
are. If you don't agree, call in.
And if you don't agree, call in. Just like Bill's doing right now on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. What's up, Bill? What you got for us? I have no clue which angle you're going to hit us with, but thank you for calling.
Well,
what you got?
I think my take might break for your Sack Chat, so be prepared to have to reboot something.
But, I'm ready.
I'm a loyal Kings fan. I know that the people on the Sack Chat are claiming that they're loyal Kings fans. If you boycott your team because of one player, you are not a true loyal fan.
Wow.
I say bring Draymond.
Wow.
I say if you want to bring him here, bring him here. We brought troubled players in the past, and they've thrived here. We are a loyal fan base that supports all players on our team, and it makes them be better. So, I mean, look at Ron Artest. Ron Artest came here broken, and he resurrected his career here. Chris Webber, the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've had a couple others that I'm not thinking about right now. But
those are great examples.
We fix players here, man, and it's because we have an amazing team camaraderie. And I don't know how we've been able to maintain that for so many years, but people like playing here. So I say if he comes here, he'll make us better. I guarantee you he'll make us better.
Wow. I love that. That is
Bill,
that
thanks
is
for the call.
Excellent point. You know when we got Ron Artest here in Sacramento? It was immediate. He came here after the Malice in the Palace.
Yeah.
They traded, not only that, they traded Peja Stojakovic for him. Could you imagine? Imagine the Kings trading Keegan Murray or something for Draymond.
We're talking about Harrison Barnes and JaVale McGee.
We're talking about Harrison Barnes, JaVale McGee, and 2 second-round picks. Like, that's a fantastic point. Chris Webber, too, he had some issues in Washington that really made him just undesirable across the entire league. Mm-hmm. Sacramento took that opportunity, almost like they did with Ben Simmons instead of Domantas Sabonis. They were more than willing to take this broken thing, this broken toy, and say, hey, come here. We have a great fan base that will embrace you, that if you embrace them, they'll love you. And as long as you're on your best behavior, which, you know, Ron Artest definitely was not always on his best
relatively
behavior.
Relatively speaking.
But people loved him nonetheless because he played hard and he played for the Kings and he led the Kings to their last playoff season before last year. So, yeah, I think that's a great call, Bill. I think people have kind of forgotten that part about it. I've definitely forgotten that part about it, but you're completely right. I mean, if he's on your team, there's nothing you could do about it then. Yeah, sure, you can not give the team your money if you're really that passionate about it. Sure, but the team's still going to play basketball games. They're still going to go on. The Kings make the playoffs with Draymond Green. You're just telling me you're still not going to watch it because you're that proud. You're going to take that hard of a stance. Like you said, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the other thing to remember here that is a bit different would be that Draymond had a situation with Sabonis. He did.
Yeah,
so
he definitely did.
You brought in different guys, but they didn't have issues with
guys directly
on
with somebody.
The team.
Sure.
But to that, I would say it happened, right? I would say that Draymond couldn't go to Minnesota over the Kings, because I would say that Draymond and Gobert have real beef, right? This has been going on on social media, things like that.
Sabonis is also a really nice guy. Something tells me he would forgive him for
this. I think that this, the situation happened in the playoffs, and I feel like because it was a one-off, it's not like something happened
Nothing happened this season, right?
And it spilled over, I'd be more in that camp. But this is, it's playoffs. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying I think that
everybody moved on.
I don't think people in the locker room, I don't think the locker room would say no to Draymond. They might say no to Draymond for Draymond in general, but I don't think they would say no to Draymond because of the stomp to Sabonis.
Yeah.
All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, maybe we'll let you off the hook and stop talking about the Draymond trades. Maybe we won't. No, I'm just kidding. We will talk about the Kings moving on to the Thunder. And we also want to talk about Cam Newton calling Brock Purdy a game manager. Still taking your calls, still taking your texts, still taking your sack chat. It's on fire right now. Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Catch the Kings.